So where are the big dollars in the federal budget? Well, look behind door number one. You got your tax loopholes you can close, get rid of foreign aid. Small numbers there, relatively speaking. Look behind door number two, end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Bigger numbers there, but behind door number three, those are the really big numbers. Reduce entitlements like Social Security and Medicare, or reduce the handsome benefits some federal employees receive. Well, the Pentagon is reportedly looking behind door number three for some real savings in the form of pension reductions for military employees, $250 billion over the next two decades. The reforms envisioned by the Defense Business Board would be the biggest overhaul in Pentagon pensions in over 50 years. Joining us now is Andrew Tillman, senior writer for Military Times. This is a big headline, Andrew, for the readers of Military Times, eh?
Absolutely. I've received hundreds and hundreds of emails over the past couple of weeks from people, mostly mid-career military professionals, wondering how this is going to affect them, because I think one of the most controversial aspects of what the Defense Business Board proposed was the idea that this might actually take effect immediately and affect some of the troops currently serving in uniform.
All right, well, let's embark on two missions here, Andrew Tillman, senior writer for Military Times. Number one, let's try to answer that question. How would this affect currently serving military? And it seems to me the principle here is to make military pensions more like civilian pensions. And then our second mission would be to distinguish how the benefits federal employees like Pentagon personnel receive are different from the civilian population, and maybe, more worth a lot more. Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what the Defense Business Board proposed was basically ending the military's 20-year pension program. Right now, if you serve 20 years in the military, you basically get half of your final paycheck for the rest of your life. And what this proposal would do would replace that with essentially a 401k-style account that the government would be depositing money, a match into an account that the service member would then have as their own private savings account.
And that would vest when?
And that would vest, well, I mean, this is a proposal, so a lot of the details would probably be tweaked in the final legislative process, but probably, 4 to 6 years. Basically, what they're looking to do is give everybody who serves at least one term of enlistment some basic retirement savings account.
But the idea would be that you'd get your retirement when you retire at age like 60, 65, 70, not necessarily just when the 20-year clock is up.
Yes, that's the key cost-saving measure here, and that's that you would have a 19-year-old Marine who might serve 5 years or so and then get out. He would have a small nest egg, but probably would not have access to that nest egg until 40 years later when he reached a traditional retirement age.
We're speaking to Andrew Tillman, senior writer for the Military Times. And Andrew, one of the concerns about this proposal at this point has got to be how it would affect recruiting. You know, one of the incentives to joining the military for a long time was that, you could put up with sometimes very, very difficult work, sometimes dangerous work and low pay in a lot of ways. But at 20 years, you were set.
Absolutely. I think that some people inside the Pentagon don't think this will have as much of an effect on recruiting, because their studies suggest that the average 18, 19, 20-year-old is not really thinking about their retirement when they make that decision. But it would certainly have a very big effect on retention, which is you get a guy who's served 8, 10, 12 years, and he's got a real decision point there as to whether he's going to buckle down and try to make 20 years for the full pension. And this would dramatically lower the incentive for him to do so. And I think that that's in addition to just a traditional retaining the best and brightest issue there. There's a major cultural issue there. I mean, to suggest to the military that there's nothing special about that 20-year mark would just be a radical change in the way everybody views their career paths, and the way the institution operates.
Although that specialness might be different for someone who, is a Navy SEAL versus someone who has a more traditional desk job in the Pentagon, and the Defense Board is attempting to address that.
Yeah, they right now the pension system is very egalitarian. Everybody gets their final paycheck, half of it for the rest of their life, regardless of what their career field was. What this proposal would do is basically acknowledge the fact that combat infantrymen probably are working harder and deploying more often and basically enduring a much more grueling work environment than, say, someone who's an administrative clerk in the Navy. And this would allow the Defense Department to calibrate the amount of retirement benefits accordingly.
You know, there's an irony here. You talk about retention a moment ago. Ironically, the Pentagon already has problems with retention because civilian salaries often for Pentagon skills are much higher than the wages that they're paid, even though the benefits are higher in the military than they would likely be in the civilian sector. You know, is this likely to get passed? Congress would have to approve this. This sounds like a fight brewing.
Absolutely. Congress would definitely have to approve any fundamental change to the pension system like this. And I think that's a real question. You know, if you had asked me this question a couple of years ago, I would have thought it was almost ludicrous. But, you know, things have changed very dramatically here in Washington. And this is a really interesting snapshot in what's going on in Washington, in the sense that you have people who have been the strongest supporters of the military and the troops in particular, are now facing off against people who are primarily concerned about the budget. And particularly within the Republican Party, I think that there is a real quiet battle brewing as to who's going to win out, the budget hawks or the defense hawks.
Well, it's interesting, Andrew Teilman, because there's two takeaways there. One, the effect on serving employees in the military, and they'll go to the Military Times to find that out from you. And also, a takeaway that this is a sacred cow that Washington is suddenly taking a look at behind door number three there. Andrew, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
Andrew Teilman is a senior writer for Military Times, talking about a Defense Business Board proposal, or at least a reexamination of the pension benefits for Pentagon employees that could transfer the Pentagon pension from a military system to one much more like a 401k civilian system.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.